Today we begin lesson 203 in Parshas Vayeshev. We begin Perek Lamed Ches, chapter 38. We're on the second topic of the Parsha. We'll be learning Psukim Aleph to Yud, Psukim 1 to 10. We're right in the middle of page 61 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're still in the year 2216. Vayehi ba'eis ahi vayered Yehuda me'esachav vayet ad ish adulami ushmo chira vayasham Yehuda bas ish kenani ushmo shua vayikocheha vayavo eleha vatahar vateled bein vayikra es shimo er vatar od vateled bein vatikra es shimo onan vatosav od vateled bein vatikra es shimo shelam Vayobichsiv bolid to osa Vayikach Yehuda ishaler bechoro ushmo tamar Vayehi bechor Yehuda rabbeine Adonai vayemiseyu Adonai Vayomer Yehuda leonan bo Eleisha sochicha viyabim osa Vakem zer aliochicha Vayeda onan ki lo lo yiya hazara vehaya Imba eleisha sochi vishiches arzal vilti nesan zera liyachiv Vayera be'enei adinoi asher oso vayomos gam oso. Let's take a look at the psukim inside Pasuk Aleph. Now meanwhile, as Yosef is sold to Egypt, the brothers see that their plan really caused a lot of aggravation to Yaakov. So the continuation of that is Aleph Vayihina was Ba'esahi at that time. When the brothers saw the very negative results of the selling of Yosef, Vayered Yehuda, and Yehuda went down. He descended Me'es Echov from his brothers. That means, number one, physically he went down. He went south from Chevron to a southern part of Eretz Yisrael, that's physically, but also existentially, he went down in stature. The brothers demoted him, and they said, you know, it's all your fault. You're the one who told us to sell him. If you would have told us to take him back, we'd listen to you also. So he was lowered in he was demeaned, as it were. He was lowered in stature, so he needs to get his own space, as it were. And it's all part of God's divine plan to sow the seeds of the future descendants that would bring out David HaMelech, as we will perhaps see later on. Vayet, and he turned away from his brothers, ad until a man, Ish, a man Adulami, a man from an area called Adulam, which is in southern Israel, and he turned to him and he entered into a business partnership with that fellow, and he had a name, Ushman. His name was Chira. Okay, so he's doing some business with a fellow Chira. Beis, Vayar Sham Yehuda, and Yehuda saw over there Bas, a daughter of Ish Kenani. Now, there could be two meanings to the word Ish Kenani. It could be a Canaanite man, and others explain it as a merchant. Ushmo, and his name was Shua. So now he sees the daughter of a man named Shua, Vayikacheha, and he took her. We don't know what her name is. We just call her Bas Shua, the daughter of Shua. He took her, Vayavo, and he came Eleha to her, meaning to say he married her, and he was intimate with her. Pasuk Gimel, Vatahar, and she conceived, Vateled, and she gave birth, Bain, to a son, Vayikra, and he called, Yehuda called, Eshemo, his name, Er. Dalid, Vatahar Od, and she conceived again, once again, Vatahar, and she gave birth, Bain, to a son, Vatikra Eshemo, and she called his name Onan. She called him Onan. And that's not unusual, as it would take turns as to who would call the names of the children. Hey, Vatosev Od, and she again continued, Vatelet, and gave birth, Bain, to a son, Vatikra, and she called Eshemo, his name, Shelah. Now, you may wonder, why does she get the turn now? Well, we'll see the next line. There's many ways to understand this. Vahaya, and he was, and Yehuda was, Bichsiv, in the city of Kiziv, Belitta, when she gave birth, also to him. So one interpretation is, since he was not where the family was, It's not clear where he was in the city of Kiziv, but since he wasn't there when she gave birth, so she named him. Others say that they had moved to Kiziv, and now they were together in Kiziv, which would not explain so well why she named him. So it's a little bit of challenge to clearly understand why the Torah mentions he was in Kiziv. Rashi gives answers that are not relevant to the simple pshat, and there's lots of questions on it. So we'll just simply say, for sure, Yehuda is in Kiziv. That's for sure. When she gave birth, if she gave birth in the other city where they were, or together with him, there's a debate on that. Meanwhile, the three boys grow up. Vav, Vayikach Yehuda, and Yehuda takes Isha, a wife, Le'er, for heir, Bechoro, his firstborn. Ushma, and her name, the name of this woman, was Tamar. Medrash says she was the daughter of Shem, and that means she was quite an old person. Zion, Vayihi Er, and Er was Bechor, his firstborn of Yehuda. Ra was evil. He behaved evil. Be'enei Adonai, in the eyes of the all-merciful God. It's not known yet what he did wrong, but we'll see shortly that when he was intimate with his wife, he wasted his seed. Why? Because Tamar was so beautiful, and he wanted her beauty to be maintained and not to be marred by childbirth. Well, Hashem doesn't like when you waste your seed. Vayimiseyu Adonai, and the all-merciful king put him to death. He killed him. He had him die mysteriously. Now, let's bear in mind that it was evil in the eyes of Hashem. Er suddenly dies. A young man in the prime of life, as it were, dies suddenly. And we will see Tamar never tells anybody the evil that her husband does. Nobody knows what he did besides her, and she doesn't mention anything. Ches. Vayomer Yehuda, and Yehuda says La'onan, to Onan, the second brother, Bo, come, or be intimate, Elashes, with the wife of Achich, with your brother, V'yabem Osa, V'yabem, and perform the mitzvah of Yibum, Osa, with her. And the mitzvah of Yibum, that does not translate well into English, is called levirate marriage, which I don't understand what that means. But to perform this a Yibum, Yibum means when a man dies without children, the brother should marry the wife. What for what purpose? As the Torah continues, V'hakem, and raise up Zera, progeny, L'achicha, for your brother. In other words, that if your brother died, we don't want his soul to totally be, as it were, extinguished and the line to stop. Rather, go and have a child, and since you're the closest person to the brother, it's as if the brother somehow's life is still continuing, and then the child will be named after the deceased brother, and the soul of the deceased brother will now enter into the child. This is a great mitzvah, because you're marrying a woman that you didn't necessarily choose. And that's a great mitzvah he's asking Onan to do. Unfortunately, Onan does not want to do this test. Vayeda Onan, and Onan knew, key that, lo, not to him, Yazor, the progeny will not be considered his. Everyone will always be looking at it as the extension of Er, and not as the son of Onan. So he didn't want to do this great chesed. For Hayyam was im, when, but he came, was intimate, El Eshes Achicha, to the wife of his brother, he would not enable her to get pregnant. Vishiches, and he would waste his seed, Artsa, to the ground. Why? Livvilti, in order not to what? Nisan, to give Zera seed, Lachiv, to his brother. He didn't want to go through the headache of raising up children that would not be considered his. So he wasted seed as well. Vayera, and he did evil, Beinei Adonai, in the eyes of the all-merciful God, Asher Aso, which he did. Vayomas, and he put him to death, here's the critical word here, Gam Oso, also him. Why do you have to say also? We know it's also. The answer is, now we retroactively know what Er did wrong in Pasuk Zion. When it says he did bad in the eyes of Hashem, now that it says also, meaning he also did the same thing wrong that Er did, which the Torah did not mention in Pasuk Zion, but now it's clear that they both wasted their seed. Again, it's very unusual that two young men suddenly die. Yehuda, we will see tomorrow, is struck with the unusualness of that, and we'll see how he reacts to that. But again, bear in mind, Tamar is the only person alive who knows that these two men did terrible sins to God. And she does not tell that to anyone. Let's now read the Pesukim again inside. Pasuk Aleph. Vayehi ba'eis ahi vayered Yehuda mi'esacha vayet ad ish adulami ushimo chira vayasham Yehuda bas ish kenani ushmo shua vayikocheha vayovo eleha vatahar vateled ben vayikra eshimo vatahar od vateled ben vatikra eshimo onan Vatosev od vatele bain vatikra eshimo shela vaya bich ziv belid ta oso vayikach Yehuda isha leer bechoro ushma tamar vayehi bechor Yehuda rabbeine adonai vayemiseu adonai vayomer Yehuda leoinan bo elisha sochicha via beimosa V'hakem zera l'achicha, v'yeda onan, ki lo lo yihye hazara v'hayya. Imbo eleisha sochi v'shiches arzo l'vilti nison zera l'achiv. V'yera b'ne Adonai asher oso v'yomes gam oso. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, mi azav eshar echov? Acharei Mechiras Yosef Lama. Who left the rest of his brothers after the sale of Yosef, and why? It was Yehuda, because the brothers demoted him, as it were, from the respect he should have, and blamed him for the sale of Yosef and the suffering of their father. 2. Le'efo Yorad Yehuda Acharei Mechiras Yosef. Where did Yehuda descend to after the sale of Yosef? He went to a city called Adulam. 3. Targem Vayet, translate Vayet, it means he turned away from. 4. Imi Hischaber Yehuda, who did Yehuda become friendly with, and lama and why? He became friendly with a man named Chira, and it was for business partnership purposes. 5. Miha Yeshua, who was Shua? Shua was a businessman, and some say as well he was a Kenani. The question is, does that mean a Canaanite? Or a businessman, or both. 6. Maya Tafkiro Shoshua. What was Yeshua's job? He was a merchant. 7. Imi Hischaten Yehuda. Who did Yehuda marry? The daughter of Shua, which we will now call Bas Shua. We don't know her first name. 8. Maya Shmo Shal Ben Arishon Yehuda. What was the name of the first son of Yehuda? His name was Er. 9. Mi Kara Shmo. Who called his name? Yehuda. 10. Mahayosh Moshe ben Asheni Shehuda. What was the name of the second son of Yehuda? Onan. 11. Mikarashmo, who called his name? Bas Shua named him. 12. Mihayosh Moshe ben Shlishi Shel Yehuda. What was the name of the third son of Yehuda? Shela. 13. Mikarashmo, who called his name? Again, who named him? That was Bas Shua. 14. Eifa Nolad Shela beno Shel Yehuda. Where was Shela, the son of Yehuda, born? Though that's a debate. Either he was born in the city of Kaziv, or he's born in the original city by Adulam. It's not clear, because we don't know where Yehuda was at that time as well. So it remains not clear. 15. Esmila kach Yehuda li'isha le'er b'no. Who did Yehuda take for a wife for Er, his son? Tamar. 16. Ma kara le'er b'chor Yehuda acharei shenasas Tamar lama. What happened to Er, Yehuda's b'chor, after he married Tamar, and why? Hashem killed him. Why? Because he acted evil in God's eyes. Because he wasted his seed, not wanting Tamar to lose her beauty through pregnancy. 17. Targem v'yemiseu means, and he put him to death. 18. Marmar Yehuda la'onan b'no acharei shemes Er b'choro lama. What did Yehuda say to Onan after Er, his b'chor, died, and why? He said, perform the mitzvah of Yibum with your sister-in-law, so that will maintain and raise up the progeny of your deceased brother. 19. Targem Vayabem Uba'er HaMusak. Explain what Vayabem means and explain the concept. Vayabem means when a brother marries his sister-in-law when his brother died childless, in order to continue the legacy of the deceased brother, and the child that shall be born would be the place where the soul of the deceased brother would continue to exist, and therefore the family name of the deceased brother will continue on. 20. Al shem mi hayu abanim nikraim im tamar haisa yoledes lanan. By whose name would the children be called if Tamar would have had children from Onan? It would be named after Er. 21. Haim Onan rosa shetamar tisaber lama. Did Onan want Tamar to get pregnant? And why? No, because he knew that the child would not really be considered his. 22. Targem v'shiches arza, and he wasted to the ground. What did he waste? He wasted his seed. 23. Masa Onan kadesh Tamar lo tisaber menu. What did Onan do so Tamar wouldn't get pregnant from him? He wasted his seed. 24. Targem livvilti. Livvilti means in order not to. 25. Masa Hashem lo Onan al shiches arza. What Hashem do to Onan for wasting his seed? He killed him as well. May put him to death. Please spend a few minutes reviewing today's lesson, and over the weekend, review all six lessons at the beginning of this parsha, and have a wonderful Shabbos.